Welcome to today's episode. I want to start by being brutally honest with you guys, because if I'm not willing to do that, then I can really not ask that as well from you to be honest with yourself. So this past month has been kind of hard. I found myself slipping back into some old patterns, which I thought I had let go many years ago. The kinds of patterns that feel highly frustrating and truly disheartening because they make you question all the progress that you've made until now. So, if you've ever felt like you are just going in circles or that you should really be past this by now, this episode is for you. I'm here to remind you that growth is a spiral, not a circle, and not a straight line. And every time we revisit those old patterns, these old behaviors, and these old beliefs, we are a little stronger, we are a little wiser, and a little more equipped to let them go again, or even for good. So, let's dive in. Truly honest with you guys today. The last few weeks have not been easy, and I want to be open about it. You get to see a behind the scenes of my last month, being stuck in kind of an old version of myself, and what I needed to go through to get myself out of it again. And this getting out of it again, literally just happened 3 days ago, which means I'm still getting out of it on the other side. But I think it's important for me to be open with you that I still experience all those same highs and the lows that you experience as well. I am far from perfect. And just because I find enjoyment and fulfillment in teaching all of this stuff to you doesn't mean that I have figured it all out for myself. And that's what I decided to share more about what I have been going through in the last months with you, so you see as well another side of my life. Right. It feels like again and again you come up against your old stuff. Have you ever felt like that? The patterns, habits, and annoying behaviors that you thought you left behind come up again and again. You think you left them behind, but there they are again. And suddenly they come and you think by yourself, what the heck is going on? I have left this behind years ago. Why do I suddenly feel like I didn't? What did I do wrong back then? Why do they show up in the same old way that was back then already not helpful and not loving to myself in the first place? So the episode's name is Calling Myself Out on My Bullshit, or I will call it BS for the rest of the episode. Let's do that, shall we? So, I've been repeating old patterns at my workplace recently, making stories up of how stressful everything is, how I have it the hardest from everyone, and that it's all just far too much for me. These are the kind of beliefs, thoughts, and feelings that I displayed over 4 years ago before I accepted that I was burned out. And here I am again, so many years later and so much wiser, so I thought, and I bring all of that junk back up. So I had to call myself out on my own BS and tell myself that this is all just a story in my head. It's obviously not true. And I know telling yourself that and calling yourself out on your own BS is not that easy, but it has to be done. The alternative of keeping stuck again and again in these loops is just out of the question for me by now. So once I did that and I had a tough talk with myself, I was able to see the situation more objectively and realize that I was playing the victim again, wanting to get attention and praise from my bosses or colleagues. But in the end, it sucks to live like that, especially if it's anyway fake. It's not real. It's not reality. And with that little bit of distance that I created for myself between the patterns and my newer version of myself, I was able to see that this was just another chance to let go of those outdated and unwanted behaviors. Just another opportunity to remind myself that I don't need this. And that once I step into awareness of it and have a straight talk with myself, which I did, I'm able to turn my perspective around, which then has, of course, a huge impact on the reality that I'm actually experiencing. The day that I worked through this stuff and had this chat with myself, I was in such a better mood. I saw as well more possibilities to deal with all of my tasks. And suddenly my reality started to be much calmer and more peaceful again. And then on that day, I literally got fewer emails in my inbox and nobody called me with a new urgent thing that needed to get done yesterday. And tasks that I completed on that day were easier, they felt easier, and they were quickly done. This is just another point of proof for myself, and maybe as well for you, that this is all not real, that we are creating our own reality. It's not the reality that we think it is. It is what we are creating with the way we think, the way we feel, and the way we act. And the reason why these old patterns came up again is because our growth journey, well, it seems to be kind of a circle, right? If you think about my scenario, but actually it's a spiral. In my example, I asked myself, why damn am I again displaying the same unhelpful patterns as I did over 4 years ago, right? So it could seem that I'm going in a circle and I come back to my old patterns again and again and again. But really what happens is that you go in a spiral. So the circle, if you turn it around, it's actually a spiral, and that is your true growth journey. You come up again and again those patterns, yes, but every time you arrive at them, you are somebody else. You have evolved. You have a little bit more wisdom and you have better capabilities to deal with them again. So instead of being stuck in those patterns for a decade at a minimum, that's what I was in them last time, this time I was stuck in just a few months. So I already can see into the future and see that next time it comes up again, I hope it's just going to be a few weeks before I realize what's happening. So take a minute and reflect for yourself. What repeated patterns can you see in your life that you are reliving or re-experiencing again and again? And maybe have you left something behind years ago? But if you look at your life now, it's actually back. Maybe just in a slightly different scenario, but it's kind of the same. And maybe you are currently in the situation like I was just a few days ago, and you realize already that you are reliving your past. So if you do, can you make a decision today to let it go again? One more time, maybe a few more times, but maybe even today for good. Not wondering why this is happening to you or judging yourself for not having done a good enough job last time. Do not do that. Just decide to let go of it again and recommit to being done with it. Every time it comes up again, It's our task to let it go again and recommit to be completely done with it, as if the universe is just checking in with you one more time and you say, nope, I made up my mind last time and I'm sticking with it. I am done. Okay, so back to my story and back to calling myself out on my BS by telling you all about my biggest emotional release yet. Oh, you could call it as well an emotional breakdown. To be honest, I probably come to realize now that it's kind of the same for me. An emotional breakdown is kind of an emotional release. So given all of those old patterns that I was in over the last few weeks, my emotional state has, of course, gone down, 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 down. So I felt stressed out. I was frustrated all the time. I got more bad tempered with people. And overall, I was just completely overwhelmed with life again. And those are all the feelings that go along with the thoughts that I shared with you earlier, right? All of those old patterns. So for the last months, I have not been able to get myself out of that funk. Well, minimum not in the right way of how I know usually how to do it. I did what I was previously doing, avoiding the emotions that were coming up by mostly ignoring them. Let's be honest. You see, just because I teach about emotional release and how to do it step by step does not mean that I am 100% good at it. I am still a student, very much so, the same as you. I still have times, like last month, where I forget everything I know and let myself get sucked into the emotional drama again. So instead of sitting myself down and doing the work, I indulge myself in riding this stressed out and overwhelmed wave again. So given that this is now a downward spiral, right? Being stuck in this emotional drama, it's opposite of the spiral that we talked about earlier. This one is going down for sure. There is a point that I hit and I can't go any further. That's what I had this week. In the past, I would not have had the system that I have now that would have said, no, no more further down this rabbit hole, stop here and let it go. In the past, it would have just gone down, down, down. But my system have changed, minimum. I've got that for myself. And it stopped myself from keep going. And it said, no, this is overload enough. And we will stop here. And that's when it happened just a few days ago. The biggest emotional release I had so far. And oh boy, it wasn't pretty. It started on the afternoon before, on my drive home from work. I was in a situation with my boss that just left me really emotional. And suddenly I started to see the stupidity of what I was doing to myself again. So on that drive home, I began to let these emotions come up for me to be able to release them. When I was home, I went for another walk to keep experiencing and releasing all of that stuff that wanted to come up. And then the next morning, driving to work again, it all exploded. For about half an hour, I let it all come up. All the anger, sadness, the desperation, the ugly thoughts in my head and the words that I was speaking out loud that go hand in hand with all of these really low vibrating emotions. I literally shouted, I screamed, and I cried. I don't think I've ever cried so hard as I did in that half an hour. I felt like a 2-year-old throwing her toys out of the pram. It did feel like the end of the world kind of scenario for myself. But I just went with it. I let it all come up for as long as it needed to be experienced until there was just nothing left and I felt just exhausted. Never, ever, ever in a million years would I want another soul to experience me like that. Not out of embarrassment or shame, no, but because that level of energy that came out of me would only hurt another soul. Nothing ever would come out of that, of experiencing it, being literally next to me while I went through that. It felt so dark, so raw, so sad, and at the same time so vicious, like I've never experienced before. But that's exactly the point of letting it out, releasing it. The thing is, it was already inside of me. I was not creating this out of fun or out of nowhere. It was stuck inside of me, simmering in the background and tainting my life with its low frequency. I am so glad that it all came up and that I allowed it to be experienced and released, even if I was shocked by myself when it happened. Now, on reflection, I know that I just dug deeper than I have ever done before, and that's great. But it felt horrific at that moment, wondering when it would actually stop, if I could actually ever stop again. I'm grateful that I called myself out on my BS, as it allowed me to have this huge release now of all of those stuck, low vibrating energy, all of those thoughts, these emotions, and these perspectives. They all had to come out. I literally felt like I was facing my demons, and now I know it was worth it. And then after half an hour, I was just kind of exhausted for a while until I got to the gym before I went to work. But for the rest of the day, I felt kind of raw, like really open, but kind of empty. And at the same time, I felt as well a bit lighter and kind of spaced out as well. Like I was in a new place and I didn't really know where I was and what was going on around me. Now, a couple of days later, I feel so much better. I feel like myself again, whereas I felt like my old self for the last months, if that makes sense to you. I feel more calm, more stable in myself again, and more strong in my emotional state. But I know if I would not have called myself out on my BS, I would still be stuck in that old version of myself, going down that spiral of stress, frustration, and ultimately burnout. Let's be honest. It sucks to call yourself out on your BS. It's so much easier to call other people out on their BS, right? But from the experience I had this week, I am literally adding this to my toolbox. I advise you to use this like a technique to grow as a human being. Yes, you heard me right. It's now a tool to grow spiritually. I'm deadly serious about this. I probably will actually go ahead and create a lesson for it inside Energy Academy. It has been so eye-opening and transformative for me that I know that my students will want to take advantage of this too. Well, the ones that are ready to face the demons. And here we are at the end of this episode. If you've stuck with me through all of this, thank you, truly. Sharing these raw moments of confronting my old patterns and breaking through them is not easy, but it feels necessary. Necessary because if you're listening, maybe you're facing something similar. Maybe you're stuck as well in that cycle that feels all too familiar. And maybe you feel like you should have fixed it by now. I get it. Believe me, I do. But here's the thing that I learned. Growth isn't about never stumbling again. It's not. It's about noticing when you do quicker than before and choosing to step out of it. It's messy, it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it feels downright unbearable, but it's also liberating. Each time you face those old patterns and call yourself out, you're not just fighting them, you're reclaiming your power from them. So, my hope for you as we close this, the next time you find yourself in the middle of those old, unhelpful ways of thinking or behaving, pause, reflect, and if you're ready, call yourself out with compassion and honesty, because on the other side of that discomfort is clarity, peace, and a much deeper sense of self. Thank you for letting me share this with you. Until next time, take care of yourself, okay? And keep showing up for growth, no matter how messy it gets. You're worth it.